everyone. This is Hashtag Gotta Start Somewhere. I'm Kate.
And I'm Val. And welcome to episode 19, Love is Blind Edition.
Love is Blind Edition. Our last episode was Love is Blind Edition. And this is part two of Love is Blind Edition. Because that's what has been consuming us for the past week.
And the entire world as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And let's talk about the fact how Val came to spend the night to watch the reunion and Netflix was crashing all night and we didn't even get to watch it.
Okay, can we discuss this? I think, okay, that was the most absurd thing in the whole entire world. Why would you want to do a reunion that's live? Okay. You guys have never done that. The only live show that Netflix has done was a Chris Rock show, comedy show, and that was it. But if you want to look at the other reunions from others, from like other franchises like Bravo, even Sister Wives, none of those reunions are live. They're always taped. So why did Netflix think it would be okay that like we wanted it to see it live? No, homie, tape it the night before and then put it the next day. And to make matters worse, the episode wasn't even live right away. It was live the next day at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, so I was reading that they were an hour-ish late, and then they just recorded it, and then they got it up on Netflix the following day. Like, they couldn't even get it up on Netflix that night. So.
Correct.
Yeah, so it was such a disaster. I really think they went for the live thing because they wanted the viewing. And you can tell they got the viewing because their shit crashed. So they got what they wanted, but in the meantime, they looked like fools out there.
1,000%.
Yeah, that was crazy. So I guess we'll just get right into it. The reunion happened and we watched it, and now we just kind of want to recap everything that we liked, we didn't like, our thoughts, you know, just the usual mumbo jumbo. So
I first want to start off by saying that Vanessa Lachey is the original Hailey Bieber.
She's a
fangirl that married someone famous. That's what it is.
She's the worst.
Yeah. So I saw that on like a TikTok comment and I was like, yo, you're right. She is the original Hailey Bieber. And yeah. So without further ado, what couple do you want to start with?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to go in on Vanessa Lachey for a bit while we're on the topic?
Yeah, we can. But I'm going to sprinkle Vanessa Lachey in throughout the episode as well because pretty useless.
Right. Okay, so let's go ahead and start with Brett and Tiffany.
Thank you, because we just need to close that little chapter and move on.
I felt pretty bad in the sense that they hardly got any talking time. They were just sitting there the whole time, which, again, I get people are going for drama and that, but it was pretty sad just that they talked for probably like 2 minutes in total, and the rest just got it all. So they seem super happy, like we all thought. There was this TikTok going around that they might have banged right after their wedding in the bridal suite because her hair was all messed up, like after when they were doing like post-wedding interviews. And Vanessa was like, did you guys get it on in the bridal suite? And she was like, no, like I just like to joke, ha ha ha. And that was like one of the things that people were saying. But yeah, good for them. They seem the most happy. They seem super healthy and they seem to be just like really enjoying themselves and their marriage. And that's really all I have to say about them.
I don't have anything else to say except they're a beautiful couple. And this is why the experiment works.
I agree. And I've said this before, like it's messed up because I was fast forwarding through all their stuff in the episodes because I'm just like, they're in love. We get it, which is what the show's about. But it's crazy how we just want drama from it.
I didn't fast forward, but I know a lot of viewers fast forward.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad to know I wasn't the only one fast forwarding through them. I was like, 10 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds. Skip.
I think maybe I saw it, but I don't think I was like sitting on the couch. I think I was just maybe I got up like if it was a commercial break or something. And, right. Like, did things around the house. I think that's right. What I did.
just got up and started doing my dishes really quick. Oh, I could throw a load of laundry.
Yes, literally. And I wish them all the best.
Me too.
And, you know? Okay, so let's talk about Chelsea and Kwame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's my take. At first, when I saw the reunion the first time, I was like, oh my God, they are so in love, blah, 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 blah. But now looking at it again, because I just rewatched at least their first segment of the reunion, homeboy looks rehearsed. Like if Chelsea said, hey, this is what you're saying, blah, 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 and that's it. It doesn't seem natural to me anymore. Okay. Maybe that's just me, but that's just my opinion. And I saw it twice. And, you know, he said, I understand that the cameras don't show everything 24/7, but homie, at the end of the day, the cameras don't lie. If the audience is coming up to a conclusion, it's because you're giving us the vibe.
Right.
I understand that sometimes, you know, you could be awkward in camera, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know if maybe they have like an agreement or we're staying this together, blah, 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 the clout, the money. I don't know. Something seems a little off.
Yeah, I can't quite figure them out, and it's kind of driving me a little crazy because I really want to believe, but then I'm just like, I just have that little like feeling of like, I did really like his post that he made. That seemed very genuine mm-hmm. to me. And this was before the reunion aired. When I did see the reunion originally, I thought, wow, okay, they look pretty happy, healthy, all this. When they did their little home tour, that seemed really cute. And I don't know. But then at the back of my mind, I'm like, the Micah shit and the just his facial expressions. And like you said, it could be a mishap with the filming and being in front of camera. Like you make faces and stuff. But it just was just weird. And I want to believe that Chelsea has a good man in Kwame because I do like Chelsea. I know she can be a little over the top, but she seems like a very genuine good woman, good wife, wants a good man, wants something healthy and happy for herself, you know, has her shit together, has a good family. Just I do think in general she is a very sweet person.
Oh yeah, nothing is about her. It's
no, I
just
know.
Like their marriage together.
I'm just hoping for her sake that it is genuine because
right.
I'm rooting for it, but also I don't trust it fully either.
No, and I think that Kwame's contradicting himself because Nick asked him, "Oh, but you when did you stop being in love with Micah?" And she goes, "Right after I proposed to Chelsea." No, homie, because you cried like a baby when she broke up with you, okay? Maybe you did it for the clout or whatever the case may be, but that's still feelings. You straight up spoke to her at the pool for 20 minutes and then at Chelsea's birthday party. That's so disrespectful.
That and the conversation between Micah and Chelsea when they were with their dogs, that was like,
but that was before that episode aired.
That's what I mean. And when she was like, oh, Kwame, I know you and Kwame had the agreement to break up, and Micah did make that little like smirk face, and Vanessa did ask Micah about that eventually, and she just kind of was like, I think she tried brushing it off.
I think everything that Micah did was calculated.
I agree. Her and Irina.
Irina,
was
yes.
Very calculated. So moral of the story, Kwame is fishy, and I just hope he's good to Chelsea. That's really all I can hope.
Yeah.
And I hope he – and I – listen, it's got to be weird to have all this extra attention from, you know, with reality TV and stuff and with social media. And we can only hope that he does grow as a man and, you know, right his wrongs and stuff. But yeah, I just am not, I don't trust him. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes.
We'll see where that goes.
Okay, so do you want to talk about Bliss and Zach?
Yes.
Okay, you start.
First of all, I think Zach has become my favorite person ever. I think, and Vanessa did say it, when they were having their first dance, the way that he was looking at her was just like googly eyes, so in love. Like, they are so in love, and he is so in love with her, and vice versa. And I really like them. I think they are the most like solid of the couples. I mean, next to Brett and Tiffany, I think they're obviously the next one. And I love that even though it was just Bliss was considered the second choice, that narrative doesn't go for me anymore, because she was clearly the first choice. He made a mistake, and
we're all humans. We're allowed to make mistakes.
Exactly. But yeah, Zach and Bliss are like so solid. You can tell like they like nothing phases them. The whole Irina thing is just a fucking blip. She's like, even Bliss said it. She's like, I just don't want to talk about it anymore because I don't care anymore. And Val, you did mention that a lot of them were just like, I just want to move on from it versus like, I want to cause drama, which like you said, is such a different thing for our generation because we love the drama.
Right.
But my most favorite moment from Zach and Bliss is when Zach called out Irina and was like, you just did this to be on TV, because I said that the first episode that I watched Love is Blind. I'm like, this bitch just wants to be on TV.
Her and Micah. Wanting.
Yeah. Micah, not so much. Like, yes, Micah, but 100% Irina.
Irina was acting like she was single at the pool party.
Yeah, she was.
My mom said I have to have a little bit more empathy. So let me try to have a little more empathy with Irina. I see when, like, I feel for her that she's getting chastised by the whole world, but a bitch shouldn't have done that. So you have every right to get chastised.
That's what I mean. And yes, you talk about this, oh, I was bullied for my acne. And then what do? You go and be a bully? Like, I get what your mom is saying, be more empathetic and understanding, but every action has a reaction, and you acted like an asshole on TV. So you're going to get treated like an asshole.
When I think Bliss literally like tore her up. She's like, I wish nothing but the best for you, and I hope you grow from this. And Irina was like, you can tell Irina was probably like, who the fuck does this bitch think she is telling me this? But she showed no reaction. And I really do like that, because I don't know if I would have been like, why are you acting holier than thou?
Yeah, I did
think that Bliss was acting a little holier than thou. I'm not going to lie.
I would be acting that way, because I'd be like, yeah, bitch, like, everyone likes me. I'm with my man. Like, I'm out here doing great. I'm thriving. And yeah, fuck you. I would act the exact same way. Like,
no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, and Bliss was not mean or anything. No. She really, the way she is, like, I feel like the way she is behind closed doors is the way we see her.
I agree. I think she is very genuine in camera versus off camera. I think she's just kind of the same.
Right.
And she was even the one to say, like, you know, I'm tired of talking about this. Like, I'm moving on. Like, we don't care about this. I don't care about this. And you know that's true. They don't care about it. She doesn't have anything in the back of her mind about Irina. Like, her and Zach are so solid. And then moving on to Zach and this post that he made about suicide and giving people grace, and his mom dying and all this stuff, and mental health, because Irina kept bringing up her mental health. And listen, I don't want to say her mental health isn't important. I'm not saying that, but I think she is using that
1000%.
And it's like, I get that you can
like use a shield, that. Like a defense mechanism, because everybody's coming for her.
Right. And I understand that everyone coming for you can fuck up your mental health, and I'm not denying that, but I'm just like, girl, shut up. Like, please, just say you fucked up and you're going to do better, which she kind of said, but like, just say you fucked up, you're going to do better. That's it. Move on. And the post that Zach made was just like, so I love how it was written. I thought it was beautiful. It brought a little tear to my eye, just talking about giving people grace. And it is true. We all need to give people a little grace and understanding. And I do hope that Irina grows from it, but I'm sure she's just going to try and get on some trashy show somewhere and try and be a little influencer somehow and whatever. But
I mean, I guess they're all influencers now.
Yeah.
I peep. They all have like a couple hundred thousand followers now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bliss is in the 465,000. What? Jesus. Love is Blind has been out for a month.
I wonder what their ratings are compared to like other popular seasons.
Let's look it up. Hold on.
Okay, so who was a popular person from last season?
We Mallory have, and Sal. I mean, it was toxic, but
that was season two. But okay. Let's go ahead and just look up Mallory. Mallory Zapata. Okay, so Mallory has 526,000 followers. So okay. She has a lot of followers. Who was another? Natalie from season two.
Yeah, Deep Dee has a million.
No, she has 720,000.
No, Deep T has a million.
Oh, Deep T.
Deep T, yeah.
So it looks like, you know, they're moving up in the ranks.
Okay. According to Rotten Tomatoes, 67% of the tomato meter for season four, okay? Audience is 20%. Season one has 66%. 49% audience. Season two is 75%. That's my season. That's audience score, 57%. And then season three is, it doesn't have any ratings.
I think because everyone hated season three, it was the worst.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So
let me look up someone from season three, because season two was so good. That was a bad example. So Bartice has 226,000 followers. Raven was in season three, but she does like, okay, so Raven's almost a million. She has 948. And Nancy Rodriguez, she has 518. So that's that. Yeah, crazy how they get so popular. I wonder how many followers Micah and Irina have.
Go check.
Micah has 225. And Irina, and I don't want my algorithm to be all fucked up now because I'm searching these bitches. And Irina has 79,000. Wow. Talk about the lowest of the ranks.
As she should.
As she should. Like, why does she even have that many followers?
I don't know. Like, she's pretty worthless. Okay, so do you want to... Okay, are we... No, we're not done with Micah. So, Micah and Paul. Okay, so...
I don't know where to start.
I don't think that Micah took any accountability for anything. I think that she just stood there with her frozen face, which I want, not showing any emotion. And I'm sure that was, like, calculated. But she took no ownership. Like, she took one ownership with Chelsea and Kwame, and that's it. I don't think that they were going in on her as they should have. And again, that's Vanessa being biased. She was biased for everything. And that's not, like, you can, listen, when Andy Cohen does reunions with some franchises, he's a little biased, and we all hate it, but that's just on some occasions. This bitch was like biased from the start to finish. Okay. Yes. She gave none of the ladies smoke. Okay. None. And I think in my opinion, the ladies fucked up more than the guys this season.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So.
And the way that Vanessa was talking to Paul was like, so she was like belittling him almost. Like, what are you trying to say? And he speaks very well. Like, he's very awkward, but how he's
speaks, a scientist.
Yeah. So he's, and how, like, he speaks and uses his words and how he explains things. There is no misinterpretation of anything. What he's saying is what he's saying, and what he said is valid. And she was like, I don't understand what you're saying. And I'm like, are you dumb? Because he literally just laid it all out on the table for you. So, and I did not like that.
Right. And if he thinks that Micah is not, like, maternal, then that's his fucking opinion.
Right. He was with her. He was the one with her in a relationship with her. Vanessa was not.
Let me tell you something, homie. She didn't show me any maternal feelings either.
No.
You know who showed me maternal? Bliss. Yes. Tiffany. Chelsea.
Exactly.
Micah was a ho-ho.
Yeah.
Like, little girl mentality, et cetera, et cetera. Okay?
Not to mention, she never, like, okay, for instance, Chelsea mentioned having kids to Kwame. When they were, like, getting the dog washed or something, and she was like, you know, kids are really important to me. Like, Micah never once said that. She claimed to say it to him off camera, but I feel like if that's your arguing point, like, and you were really that obsessed with it, it would have been said on camera at one point within one of your conversations, how important kids are to you and how important family is to you and this and that, how she was saying it was, like, if that is your only argument. But again, that's his opinion for feeling that way. He was with her. So if he was getting that feeling, that's valid. Those are
absolutely correct. Correct. Did you see that Instagram post of Paul saying, thank you, Vanessa, for the flowers? Did you see that?
Yes, because she apologized for, you know, that it came off that she was being biased. And it's like, no, it didn't come off that way. You were biased. You were.
She took off the comments of her page.
Yeah, I probably would do the same if I was her, because yikes. And did we notice how she just kept interrupting everyone?
I think she was on drugs or drunk or something.
I don't know, bro.
And she was trying to be quirky, like Jessica funny. Simpson. And she,
like,
was
looking at the camera a certain way. And I'm like, girl, you're not funny.
And you're fucking reading from a teleprompter.
Right. Like, no. No.
She just really grinds my gears.
With Micah and Paul, the slap on the butt got cleared up. And I'm glad Vanessa brought that up, because she's like, the internet was wrong for this, because that ain't anything. Like, he literally just was getting out of the way. And I liked how they addressed that. And then Micah kind of sticking up for her idiot friend.
Irina?
No, the one.
Oh, Shelby. Yes.
Yeah. How she was like, yeah, you know, she just wanted what's, like, best for me. And I'm like, girl, that's a hater friend. I'm sorry, but that's a friend who doesn't want to see you be happy or see you with anyone and doesn't want you doing better than her. Like, I don't know how she thinks that is a true friend who is really looking out for her.
So. Yeah, that's not a true friend at all.
Because even if you don't agree with what your friend is doing with the experiment or whatever, or you don't even like who she's dating, that's one thing. But, like, it's still your friend, and you still support your friend if you love your friends. And if she asks for it, fine. But, like, she doesn't – like, why are you giving your unsolicited advice? She didn't ask for it. So, all right, are we done with Micah, Irina, Paul – the Irina thing.
I think so.
I think so too. So I guess we can move on to Hot Mess Jackie and that. And I apologize. I said in my last episode I loved Jackie, and
– oh, you said she was that bitch.
I mean, I didn't say she was that bitch, but I said I liked her. I said I loved her. I thought she's real and crazy and whatever. But yeah, she is – a real crazy girl.
Oh no, psychotic.
Oh my God. And a real piece of shit. So
she gave me whiplash at that reunion.
Okay, first of all.
Okay, go. First of all,
what a coward ass bitch you are. Tough talking on Instagram all week long, and then you don't even show up to the reunion. Like, that says everything I need to know about you.
Yeah, you are all talk, no bite.
Yep.
She's a stupid bitch. Yep. And you can tell that she's from the streets, and she didn't even show. So she didn't even show that she's from the streets. Okay. Right. She's a dumb bitch. Mm-hmm. I hated how Vanessa was just so happy with her and blah, 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 blah. Like, it was the most disgusting and nauseating thing. And my heart was with Marshall at that moment. Me and too. Marshall is going to come on top. Marshall is this season's deep tea.
Yes, I agree. Not to mention, Vanessa pulled the same shit with Paul that she did with Marshall. Because once again, she was being like biased for Jackie.
And she was laughing. Really rude to him. Like, she was actually really rude. Because when he goes, okay, what's up? Like, he didn't mean like, okay, let's get it popping. And she's like, what do you mean, what's up?
Bitch, don't you know slang? Like, give me a break. You know what that means.
Oh my God. I can't stand her. Like, Nick Lachey looked like he wanted it to die the whole hour and a half.
Dude, I felt so bad for him. I'm like, is he going to be able to ask any questions or speak at all? No? Okay. Listen, I said it last season. I'm like, we need new hosts. This ain't it. Bring someone else in, please.
And I think that after this, they're going to bring in new hosts. Because last season, I didn't see all that like talk on Twitter or social media of getting new hosts. But this time, I mean, if they bring it back – if they bring them back next year or next season, the ratings are going to go down. Like,
yeah,
I don't.
Because she doesn't know how to read a room. She doesn't know the questions to ask. She was literally interrupting everyone, the entire reunion, letting someone say something in the mean, like, hold on. What about this over here? And it's like, no, let people finish talking. This is what hosting is. You read the room and you delegate who says what and what.
I saw a comment, I don't know if it was on Twitter or something, how she was on Jackie's side so much because she too was the second woman or something like that. And when I tell you, I died laughing, and I was like, yo, that kind of makes sense. I'm not gonna lie. That was, yeah, I don't know. I think that Josh is all. So Marshall went on Nick Vale's podcast 2 days ago, and I saw a TikTok that basically like summed up his interview. And he said that him and Josh were actually friends. And he did not know that Josh was also dating Jackie. And Marshall had spoken to Josh about his love for her and everything. And he thought it was like they stopped being friends after, I guess, like he found out. And that was that whole thing because he felt like he got betrayed by Josh. Like, yo, if you were into the same woman, you should have just told me, you know, not keep it hush hush.
Right.
And
well, they deserve each other then. Like, they do. POS.
They do deserve each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, he also said in the podcast that he was really surprised about, like, the whole sex comment on the camera because she couldn't even have sex because she was on, like, yeast medication or she had a yeast infection or whatever. So he truly is a gentleman because I would have been like, bitch, I'm not fucking you because you have a nasty ass infection right now. Okay. Right. Because the way she graded him that day, she was like, you're not a man, blah, 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 blah.
She emasculated him.
Yes.
TV.
Yes.
Like, it was really bad.
Really like cringy. And I don't know. Marshall is the bigger person because he left for like the next day and 2 days. And then that's when that happened. She broke up with him via text. Mm-hmm. And then went on her date with Josh. But her dad had cancer, so she told him that she was going to go to the hospital to see him, and she really went on the date with Josh, because when she came back, she was already like makeup and hair and everything. So Marshall doesn't believe that like it was like their first date after the coffee shop. She thinks it was they've been there for like a hot second,
right?
So that's really pieces of shit too.
Yeah, and again, my thing with her is she's just own up to your shit. Like, everyone knows, just own up to it. But the way that she keeps trying to like drag Marshall and like save herself, like, oh, we didn't go on a date, like the date was after the fact, and I have the receipts and this and that. Bitch, you don't have any receipts. First of all, you signed an NDA and there are no such thing as receipts. And second of all, like, Marshall, I think it's killing her that Marshall is like the good guy and everyone is team Marshall. Like, no one fucks with Jackie. So I think that bothers her and for like her ego, because she knows like everyone's against her. So she keeps like trying to like defend herself. But it's like, I feel like people would be like, okay, once again, let's have some accountability and you can move on from this.
Okay, so she posted on her Instagram a little notepads thing on stories. Mm-hmm. Did you read it? I'm going to read it. I would like to start this off by saying I sincerely apologize and take accountability for my action and words in my relationship between Marshall and I. Okay, homie. I also want to take the time to express my gratitude and appreciation for Marshall clearing up that I did, in fact, end the relationship before meeting Josh at the coffee shop. I understand that it was a quick transition from one relationship to another, but this relationship did not start as most do in the real world. To some, it may seem as it was a quicker transition. However, there is only a small percentage that can be shown on TV, and my connection with Josh was much deeper than it seems from a viewer's perspective. I also would like to thank Marshall for taking accountability the derogatory comment that was made off camera. I would also like to apologize and take accountability for my disparaging remarks as well in those leaked messages. It was tasteless and disrespectful to speak about anyone that way. It was never a battle between Marshall and I. I just wanted to clear the timeline of the events that took place, as it looked as if I was a cheater and starting one relationship before leaving the other. I'm also thankful that Vanessa Lachey allowed me to speak my piece and take accountability for my actions. All I can do is learn and grow from this experience. Like Marshall said at the reunion, we both deserve happiness, peace, and to be able to move on from what transpired last year. Marshall and I have personally apologized to each other and also took accountability for our actions and have moved on. I would like to apologize and take accountability to the public, as it was done on the show for everyone to see. Action speaks louder than word. Bitch, she used accountability like every other word.
Yeah, you used it, but you're not actually doing it.
Was
still just like defending yourself.
Yeah, no, that was a lot of nonsense.
Yeah.
That was a lot of gibberish.
A lot. Yeah. Oh,
I don't.
And when she was like, he called me a derogatory term.
About the jawline.
So I'm thinking to myself, she called him sweet, which is like, it can be a slang for gay, right?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, like if you call someone sweet, like a man,
when did she say that?
That's what Marshall said. Marshall was like, she was calling me sweet. She was like, oh, you're sweet. So that it can be slang for gay.
Oh,
and then he was like, yeah. So I was like, yeah, you got a jawline. And then he was like, I didn't use the word that we're all thinking, which I'm assuming is transgender. He just said, oh, it looks like you got a jawline like a man. So she can sit there and call him whatever, but he can't say anything back. And then she has to say, he called me a derogatory term. No, he didn't.
I can have a manly jawline.
Yeah. So I'm just like, whatever. I'm just so over her. And Josh just sitting there like, not talking.
Josh didn't say shit.
Yeah, he's so ugly.
So ugly. But she's ugly too. So honestly, they deserve each other.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how Marshall defended himself with Vanessa Lachey. I think that he did a really, really good job. And again, what you said at the beginning of the episode – that this the low they just don't want no they don't want no smoke. They don't want drama. They were all like, I just want to move on. I just want peace, whatever. And I think that in order to be messy, I think Love is Blind needs to adhere to older people because I want mess.
Yeah. But then that's not the point of the show. This show is not meant to be messy in the grand scheme of things.
But I still want messy.
I know, we all do. We all want mess. Like, and I get it. There can be mess with, you know, the love triangles and stuff like that. There can always be mess. But I think they need to – I think where this show does good is the mess. So I – and that's what people want to see. But it's not – but the premise is of the show is to find love and not be messy. Just the sprinkled in mess is what people – like, especially us millennials. I don't want drama in my life, but please show it to me on TV.
Please, please, please. Are you gonna watch Love is Blind Queer Edition?
That was the ultimatum queer edition.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That looks fun.
It does. Did you see the ultimatum?
I did.
Yeah.
The first one. Yeah.
Because it was messy.
Yeah, I might see this one because I saw a lot of tears. Okay. I think it's going to be messy. And I've never seen like a
– Yeah, I'm down.
Like a queer like love show yeah. like that. So
I know.
And you know, women, we're messy.
Oh, yeah.
So just imagine – like I love that little clip. I'm sorry. So I am going to watch
it. I liked it too. It looked really good. I'll likely watch it. But yeah, the ultimatum, that's like messy.
Messy, messy.
Just the
messy.
Premise of it, like, hey, are you gonna propose to me or not? Are you gonna go for me? Okay, you're not. Well, I'm gonna date this person over here until you decide what you want to do. Like, what? That whole premise is messy.
Oh my god, absolutely. And that's what I want. That's what I want.
Exactly. So the worst and final straw for me is when she was like, let's go around in a circle and when are you having babies? And that just ticked me off so freaking bad.
Love what Brett said. He respectfully told her to fuck off.
Right. And I love how everyone's answer was like, hey, we're just like enjoying our time together. And Val knows, like, I am undecided on children. And when people ask me that, it's, like, the most annoying thing ever. Because not only is it, like, none of your business, but it's just, like, why does me having kids have anything to do with you? Like, live your life. So mm-hmm. I love how Brett and Tiffany were, like, we're just enjoying each other. Like, and that's
how homie, they've
be.
Only met a year. They've only been together for a year. We're not teenagers.
That's what
like,
I mean.
Trying to get pregnant to trap a man. All these women are very independent women that truly, I'm sure, could be fine, you know, surviving alone. They don't – why do we have such pressure to bear kids? Like, I think it's the most insane thing in the world.
Yeah.
And like you said, and it's not anybody's business. And just for the simple fact, like, and the way that Vanessa was like, I don't want to take ownership, I don't want to take ownership forever, but I feel like a big mom to you guys. Bitch, you're not the creator of the show. You are on like two scenes, the whole entire season. And then you just do the reunion. So I don't know why you feel that great, like big mama bear energy. No one likes you there.
Yeah, I don't think she feels that. I just think she has to say that to like make herself look good because no one really cares, you know? I just the way she was pressing, where's the babies? Where's the babies? Bitch, shut up. Like, what? And then she's like, and I like how all of them and with Chelsea, I was like, I wonder what Chelsea's going to say. Chelsea's like, yeah, it was a big thing for me, but I'm enjoying our time. And like you said, they've only known each other a freaking year. Let them live. Let them enjoy their marriage. Let them build that foundation. Like, why do they have to rush into that? They don't. they don't have to rush into that. I thought that question was so inappropriate. She's never done that and at any other reunion or with any other couple, but with these people, she's like, let's go around in a circle and tell me when you're having kids. Like, no. Tacky, classless, cringy. I was like, no, I can't. That is not your business, bitch. And let these people live their life how they want to live their life. Like, no. Not to mention, there are people out there who have trouble getting pregnant. What if one of them is trying and you're sitting there like, when are you doing it? You don't know their situation. You don't know if one of them maybe trying or maybe having a hard time getting pregnant. You don't fucking know that. That's just so tacky. I was so mad. And that's how it ended. And I'm like, okay, I'm done here. I can't stand this bitch. She deserves to get roasted for the next week online. And that's why she turns off her comments because
yeah. Freaking original Hailey Bieber.
My husband, who doesn't even have social media, was like, yeah, they're going in on her. He's like, what happens? I'm like, I don't know where to start, okay? I just don't.
Oh, my God.
At the very end, when she was like, marriage isn't all rainbows and butterflies, and gave that, like, weird look into the camera. And I'm like, bitch, just get off the camera. We're tired of looking at you.
Listen, maybe she needed a couple drinks to, cool her nerves, you know? I think she took one too many. I'm sorry. I think that she was trying to be like quirky and like the it girl. And it just came out as,
and it didn't
work. At the end of the day, bitch, you still got chosen number two. So
yeah.
That's just all.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So before we end the podcast, I do want to talk about like the Love is Blind little pop-up event that Netflix did for all the cast this weekend. I thought it was so cute. I love seeing everybody together from like all the different seasons. And I love my girl Natalie so much and Deep T. And I just love that they're still best friends, all four of them. I got so happy. And if they ever do a pop-up like in Miami, we're going.
Oh, hell yeah.
And with that being said, we hope you have a great rest of your day or evening, wherever it is you're listening. And we'll be back next time with a new episode.